Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. here on TalktainmentRadio.com. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. The phone number that you can get in contact with the show is 1-877-932-9766. You can also go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then type in the word radio, scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and bam, you are there. You are there. Hit the subscribe and like button. Also, go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and just hit the listen live, and you're there again. Hit the like and subscribe button there. Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Of course, Facebook is in it also. Go to facebook.com/Talktainment, and you can do that. We are speaking about on this day, Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2019. We're speaking about contradictions in the system of racism, white supremacy. If you missed the first hour, go back, review it. Interesting questions there. And we will check that out. Brother Weston, your question actually was answered by a live caller that called in about Nipsey Hussle, but if we come up on it again, we will have Mr. Fuller address that. Again, contradictions in the system of racism, white supremacy. Before I do the Gmail, Mr. Fuller, what if someone came up to you, you were on the streets of Washington, District of Columbia, and just smacked you for no reason, no apparent reason at all, what would be your response?
Well, not being armed, like I'm not, my response would be to try to get away from the aggression.
Okay.
That's all. Real simple. That's what I mean by codification. I mean, what am I, defend myself the best way that I can?
See? By running.
Yes. Try to put distance between me and the source of the aggression.
Okay.
That's number one. That should be worldwide. Because the person might be what you call mentally deranged and whatnot. It might, you know, I don't know what the person intends to do, rob me or what? Or retaliation for something that, you know, they're mad at somebody else and took it out on me. I just got slapped. So put distance between me and the person, and if I have problems getting away from the person because the person is not only slapping me but grabbing me and holding me so they can slap me again, then I, with the intent of getting away from the aggression, I do whatever it takes, including breaking the person's arm if I can do it, okay, since they are using their arm and their hand to slap me. But that's it. I mean, just...
Okay.
This is elementary stuff, according to the code.
Yeah, so you're...
You defend yourself the best way you can.
By running in this particular case. Okay. Don't fuss, don't fight, don't flee.
Don't fight. But if it's a law enforcement officer, see what I mean?
Yes.
Or somebody who says that they are law enforcement, then I just don't fuss, don't fight, don't flee. But if the person is just beating me up, just walk up to him and start beating me for no reason and say that he or she is a law enforcement officer, then I have to just try to keep the damage from being done.
Okay.
Because chances are the person is also armed.
Yes, okay.
So you always have the mentality that you're already in prison. Now, this is very important for everybody to remember. Every black person should, when you walk, go anywhere, when you walk out your door, even when you're inside your door, you are not at your house. You are in prison. If you're inside your house, you are still in a cell. You're in a cell in the prison of white supremacy.
Okay.
So you don't have any safe place.
Yes. Okay.
There's no place on the planet where you are safe in the prison from what?
Okay.
Safe from what? The prison masters.
Yes.
Okay. All right? So the prison masters have access to you wherever you go.
Right.
And if you keep this in mind, you never make these kind of mistakes.
Okay.
That black people keep making over and over again, talking about your rights.
Okay.
You don't have any rights as a prisoner of war. You got to get that out of your mind.
So we have to stay focused then.
Stay focused.
Why we're in this.
And when you say stay focused, you have to be very specific. Stay focused on what? On you are a prisoner of war. You were born in captivity. And that has never stopped.
Right.
You were never free.
So the codified
prisoner of war. So always think of yourself,
yes, sir,
as walking around in a prison uniform, and that anybody who is the master of the prison, which is anybody white, all right, that comes up to you, you remember that person is a prison master, and you are a prisoner. You have already been captured. There's no escape.
Okay, I understand that. So kicking his ass would not be the correct codified response because you are in a prison system of white supremacy.
Well, even if you do that in self-defense, you're going to still have to answer to the prison master.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You just can't stand and think about step one.
Yes, sir.
That's step one. You might say, well, he can walk up and slap me. I mean, all hell is going to be all over him because I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, so you killed him. That's step one. But what black people don't do is step two. You got to already predict what's going to happen after you do that.
Yes. Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
You got to be thinking about when you're saying in your mind, if he slaps me, I saw him slap that other guy. He's walking up and down the street slapping people. If he slapped me, I'm going to pull out my gun and unload on him.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Then what?
Then what?
See, black people never think about then what.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Yeah.
See, we're always real good at act one in this play called the system of white supremacy, but we don't have no plans for act two and act three and act four.
With that, I do understand what you are saying. I got that. Looking at the Gmail, says this. Black Speak says this, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, can you please explain why black women are so obsessed with wearing wigs and hair weaves more than other ethnic groups? Is this pathology evidence of self-hate or economics because of the cost of hairstyling?
Black people's actions are the result of the system of white supremacy, period. I'm going to say that again. Everything that black people do on this planet is the result of the system of white supremacy. Now, and we have been carefully trained by whom? By the white supremacists to be people who are, in their behavior, tacky, trashy, and are terroristic. They have made us into people who are non-constructive in just about everything that we do, so that so-called black culture is just as rotten as it can be. This thing that we say we are so proud of, we are as crazy as any people can possibly be here in 2019, worldwide. We are absolutely insane to the maximum degree. And we have been insane for so long, we don't even recognize it as being insane. Walking around grinning and celebrating and showing off And we are absolutely, we are nowhere near the quality of people that any people should ever be. We should try to be ultimately what? According to the code, universal man and universal woman, in tune with the best that there is, the most constructive activity in the known universe. We're nowhere near that. So all of our behavior is stupid, rotten, tragic, even when we think that we are at our very best. It's a mess. We're just that messed up. Compared to what? Compared to the way that we ought to be. Compared to the way that all people should be. Everybody, white, non-white, nowhere near are we qualified to do any bragging about anything. That's why I say that here on the air and in the textbook and whatnot. One of the ugliest things that a black person can do is celebrate anything. We don't have anything to celebrate. We're too backward. We're completely out of it. And we don't even recognize it. But it's not our fault, because we were born in a sewer of non-constructive activity. And so all of our tattoos and hairdos, and this gets crazier and crazier. I mean, we are walking around, I mean, just a whole bunch of rotten junk, really. Compared to what? Compared to the way that we should be. The most problem-solving, advanced people that the world has ever seen. That's what we should be.
Okay. Now, would that same logic, Mr. Fuller, apply to men who now, and I've seen videos of this, where men can get, say a man is bald-headed and decide that, you know, his hair is not growing in certain places. So he gets a, I don't know what you call it, maybe a weave, but I've seen it where they can now make a man look like he has a full head of hair. And I'm not talking about a wild haircut, but a nice haircut, manicured, shaved, faded. It looks pretty good. Would that same logic apply to males getting their hair did?
Well, it comes down to action. Everything in codification is about thought, speech, and action. Now, when you come out of the hair salon, that's males and females, what do you expect the constructive result to be of what you just did when you went in there and got done what was done and you come out? Now, what do you expect? This is something you wanted to do. See, it gets back to these four wants, the four things that pertain to wants,
yes,
W-A-N-T-S. All right, you wanted to go into a place called a hair salon. Male or female, all right? So you went in and got done what you went in there to do. Now, when you come out and people look at you, because evidently you intend for people to look at you. That's why you did it. Oh, yes. You know, I want people to look at me. So it comes down to one central thing. Once people look at you, what is supposed to be their constructive reaction to you doing what you did? You got this, you say you got your hair done, or your nails done, or your feet done. Whatever it is you're trying to show off to someone who you want to do what? Look at me. Hey, y'all, look at me. Stop what y'all doing and look at me. That's really what you're saying. That's why you went in there and came out looking different from why you went in. Okay? All right, see, this is pure science. Codification is about not taking no prisoners, looking at everything exactly the way that it is, and stop lying to yourself and lying to other people. No, you went in there with the intention of getting something that when you come out, you would look different from the way that you went in. Otherwise, why go in? So you came in, you came out looking different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one, so far so good. Okay. So everybody's looking at you. Now, what do you expect the constructive result to be of all the people who stopped to take a look at this super wonder that just came out of that salon? Oh, look at that. Look at her. Look at him. Look at it. Whatever it is, whatever impression you're trying to convey, and this is real important, folks, convey to whom? Who are you doing this for? In order to attract attention, in order for what to happen as a result? Because you want something special to happen now. You didn't do all of that just for everything to just go about being the same. You want an what? Improvement over your condition. Now, who's going to provide that improvement based on how you look? That's what you should be thinking about.
Okay. Selftainmentradio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three that I'm going to share with you. Number one, this is Libby. Check that show out and find out what she deals with. The second show is Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. Check that out. And also, Stairway to Heaven with Claude. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you owe it to yourself to get to sample these shows and give it a listen. Some you will like, some you may not like, but at least you sampled it to check them out to see what they were about. So all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs. A list of all the programs that we have here on TalkTainment Radio will come up. Select a few and give it a listen. That's from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with today's show. Today's show, we're speaking about contradictions in the system of racism, white, which is white supremacy. Let's see here. Let's go to this Gmail here. This is from Alfred Manlangu from South Africa. He says, a very informative show, Mr. Fuller, that you had on Wednesdays. You were speaking last week of the scene from The Godfather of the meeting between Michael and Mo. I saw a video clip of that particular scene on YouTube, and then he shared the link about that. Keep up the good work, Mr. Fuller. This is from Alfred from South Africa. Yeah, you always said that there's something that we could learn from these shows. Let's see. Let's go to this one. Mr. Blunt says this. Mr. Fuller, what is your opinion on the movie Godfather Number 3? You always mention Godfather Number 1 and sometimes Number 2, but what is your opinion on Godfather Number 3?
Well, Godfather Number 3 didn't have a lot of lessons in it. It had a lot of action and whatnot and a lot of talking, but not a lot of lessons, in my opinion. Now, some people say it had some, and I'm sure that it did. Certainly it had some, the way that it ended with Michael Corleone just falling over dead after all of this. And in the middle of the movie, somebody tells me, because I've never seen the movie all the way through. I just saw enough of it. But I read enough reviews of it, because Godfather 1 and 2 are usually the ones that they show over and over again on television and whatnot. They leave out Number 3. So I think there's a reason for that. It's not a lot of lessons in that that haven't been covered in Godfather 1 and 2. That's just my guess. But Michael, the lesson in Godfather 3 is just one primary lesson. Michael started off going into the family business for what reason? To help his family. And this is real important. When black people do anything, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? If you're joining a gang, what are you doing it for? What are you doing it for? See, that it comes down to that wants again. So what did Michael want? Michael wanted what his father wanted, to look out for the Corleone family. But you know what Michael discovered in Godfather 3 after he thought about it? We started off doing everything that we could to protect the family. And what happened? I wind up having my own brother shot in the head, Fredo. And he's saying, Fredo, Fredo, Fredo is long dead. Fredo, why is Fredo dead? Fredo is dead because you had him killed. Because he wasn't good for the family business. And it started like a rerun of the entire Roman Empire back in the old days. If you read all about Tiberius and Germanicus, or whomever some of the names are, Lady Livia, Claudius, Nero, Caligula, Julius Caesar, a lot of them wound up killing each other about that royal thing, that empire thing. That thing, like in Godfather, Kay kept saying, this 2,000-year-old Sicilian thing. You all just going back and forth killing each other, and you wind up, I mean, killing your own members of your own family. You're doing so much killing. You're as crazy as you can be, and I don't want no part of it, okay? Now, the reason I say these movies are very important, because that's exactly the model for the system of white supremacy. Godfather 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've recommended it as two of the leading movies to see. If you understand Godfather 1 and 2, you understand white supremacy, because it's all about fun, glory, and material comfort, but with no ultimate constructive aim at all. And black people copy that nonsense. And that's why we're turned out to, only thing about it, we don't have the muscle and the power and all like that. We're just imitations. We're just prisoners of war imitating the prison masters.
Hmm. Okay.
And you're talking about it absurd.
Yes. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Today being April the 3rd, Wednesday, we're talking about contradictions in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. Okay, you go to the phone lines. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Yes, Mr. Fuller, this is more of a comment. They just recently had, I guess, a music rap artist. He got killed by probably another black person. So here's the comment, and I want you to comment on that. You say that we're in prison. So when the warden of the prison provides the prisoners with guns, the whole purpose of that is he knows that we have so much poison in ourselves that we're going to use those guns on each other instead of him. What would you say about that?
Absolutely. That's the correct analysis. See, the warden of a prison or a white supremacist doesn't hand anywhere in the world. You see it. You see it on television. You see young black males on the back of a pickup truck, and they got what? AK-47s, and they don't have shoes on their feet. But they're running all over the place, killing people all over the village. I'm talking about all over the world. People from what we call the continent, Africa, and other places. Wherever you find people of color, you find a lot of people running around with AK-47s. That's like the standard world rifle. They got plenty of them. Plenty of them from whom? From the white supremacists, the usual suspects, that's whom. But you look down, and their clothes are rags. You go where they lay their heads at night, and there's no running water. There are no toilets. There are no washing machines. There's none of this stuff that you would think that they would have running around with all this heavy equipment, sometimes motorized equipment. But all the people around them, including their families, when they go to visit, after they get through killing a bunch of people and get wounds themselves, and they go to heal their wounds. So they go back to the village where they came from. And it's a hut with no running water. and the people haven't had any food. Did you bring some food back with your rifle and ammunition? No, I didn't, but I got plenty of rifles and ammunition. I got bandoliers all over my shoulders and whatnot, pretty shiny bullets to kill people. To kill what people? Other people in the village across the hill, because the white supremacists say that they are my enemies. Well, now, why do you think the white supremacists gave you that AK-47? To kill your enemies. What are they getting out of it? Getting what people always get when they are conquerors, or when they do anything. Fun, glory, and material comfort. Because while you're doing all this shooting, they're grabbing all the minerals. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fuller, let me ask you this. In your opinion, is it possible that the racist white supremacists killed Nipsey Hussle to make it look like black folks did it? You know, being that we're speaking about contradictions. Because as I understand it, the information that has come my way, that he, being Nipsey Hussle, was about to have a format that the police and all the gang members and so forth were to get together to cut down or cut out the violence. So is it possible, in your opinion, being that you've been here a while and you have seen how this thing worked, is it possible in a contradictory fashion that the racist white supremacist killed him? Is it possible?
In the textbook for victims of white supremacy, the book that you can get by going to producejustice.com, all situations like the one you just named has one response according to the code. That's why I say we need a code so we don't do head scratching every time something happens, because something is happening every day. We have a code that fits all situations. That's what we need. We don't have it, but we need it. And it goes like this. Many people have been harmed that should not be harmed. That's what will apply to this situation that you're talking about right now. This is the way it goes. It's in the textbook. And you go immediately to it when something like this happens. Repeatedly. You do the same thing each time. And it's four parts. It's four statements. Many people have been harmed who should not be harmed. That's statement one. Number two, many people are to blame. Number three, the people who are most to blame are hiding in plain sight. Number four, the people who are most to blame are all white supremacists. In other words, that person that you name, what was his name?
Nipsey Hussle.
Yes. And he's classified as what? Black.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
In the system of white supremacy, the white supremacists are to blame for his death automatically. Why? Because it's on their watch. It's under their jurisdiction. They're the most powerful people in the world. Anything that happens to a non-white person that should not happen is their fault. Why? Because they're in charge. That's the logic, and that's the truth. And you stick with that. That's absolute rock-bottom code, top to bottom, anytime. Not just this incident, all the incidents.
Okay.
Why? We are in their prison
okay.
camp.
Okay, hold it right there, Mr. Fuller.
Prison masters are always responsible.
Okay,
like
hold
the captain of a ship.
Hold it right there. We're going to come back to that point about the prison masters. We have to take a break. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Coming up next will be this point that Mr. Fuller is making about the prison masters in control. All that and more as we deal with the subject contradiction in the system of racism, white supremacy on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system
for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation. vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrip.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell, or to your tab, but that's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we are discussing, and Mr. Fuller is addressing, contradictions in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. 1-877-932-9766 is the number you call. Mr. Fuller, you left off by saying the prison masters are in control in this particular system. You want to go ahead and finish that point?
Well, it's not just in one situation. Prison masters are in control of the prison, and the whole world has been made a prison for people who wear the prison uniform, which is a black skin. That's automatic. You're born in prison. That's why it takes us a long time to recognize that we're in prison. We were born in a prison. So when you're born in prison, it's like a fish being born in water. A fish doesn't know anything but the water. It's only when they're out of the water they realize they were in the water. Only thing about it, water benefits a fish. Okay? But there's no benefit for a black person born on planet Earth in 2019 in the system of white supremacy except to be a target for the white supremacists of abuse.
Okay.
That's what it's all about, and we have to realize that. So we should spend all of our time trying to do what? Not get out of the prison, because there's no way out. You have to dismantle the prison and turn the prison system into a system of justice, which is what it should have been in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And what is justice? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help, not just in one activity,
mm-hmm.
but in every area of activity. The most constructive help in economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war.
Okay. This comes from Victor in Canada. Says this: can you ask Mr. Fuller, how do the victims of racism use counter-violence with constructive intent that will end racism, white supremacy, and produce justice, balance between people, when the indirect violence is being inflicted on the victims second by second, minute by minute, and hour by hour through falsehoods and deceptions? On page 364 of the revised expanded edition of the code book, Mr. Fuller defines counter violence as an act that is intended to stop counteract those who willfully and deliberately do unjust harm.
Yes, and in answer to the question, that's what the code book or the code philosophy or the code concept, code meaning going about doing things that always work. That's all a code is. That's why the white supremacists are the most successful people on the planet in the history of, in recorded history. Those white people who believe in racism are the most successful people at what they intended to do, practice racism, of anybody in recorded history. And why are they successful? Because they have a code for everything, and they have tested their code to make sure that it is code, up to code standards, like a plumbing code or a fire code or anything that works. They keep working with it until any time you do it, it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes something code.
Okay.
The non-white people, the black people, don't have anything anywhere close to that. We just run down the road screaming and yelling and turning around in circles and turning flips and whatnot and hope that everything all works out.
Okay.
Rather than sit down and methodically come up with a code that says, I'm going to do number one and number two and number six and number eight. And when I put that combination of numbers together, I know that it will work before I even do it.
All righty. I tell you what, I'm going to take the phone call and then we'll get to your book. All right, caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Hi, good morning. Mr. Fuller, other people have already asked you about the entertainer Nipsey Hussle. I just wanted to ask you a question about gun violence in the black community. After he died a few days ago, there were a lot of talks and debates and arguments about gun violence, how to stop it, and things like that. A lot of people kept saying the same old, like, we need to get together and put the guns down and just a bunch of stuff. And I wanted to ask you, does the code say anything about stopping gun violence, or do you have any solutions to put the guns down and stop the killings?
It's not going to stop. Yes, the answer is, it's not going to stop until we turn our attention toward replacing the system of white supremacy with the system of justice. That's a guarantee. It's going to go on forever. Look forward to it. Raise your sons and daughters, or the people that you call that, to just have to face that generation after generation, forever, forever and ever and ever. As long as this system is in place, the system of white supremacy, it's going to continue to happen. I don't care how many demonstrations you have. You have to actually dismantle the entire system. It's a culture. Racism is a total culture that demands that this type of thing happens. It's not going to stop. I don't care what kind of court system they set up or whatnot. It's going to continue. Those babies that the average black female are carrying in their womb, look forward to them in the Northwestern Hemisphere. If you're around a whole bunch of black people, particularly if you're around a whole bunch of black people and some white people, look for them about time they're 18, 19 years old. If it's a black male, look for him to be very, 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 very dead. Look forward to it while you're carrying him. Say, well, by the time he, you know, I'll enjoy his company until he gets to be about 18, 19, and then he's going to be walking down the street. And I might as well just buy the balloons now on the day of his birth and the teddy bears not just for his birth, or, you know, for his death. Just put him away, because it's coming. Ladies, it's coming. All right? The white supremacists say it's coming because they're going to guarantee it. We're in the middle of a gangster world, period. And until we realize that, we're not going to do nothing but keep hoping that something different will happen, and it's not going to happen. You have to concentrate on what? Getting rid of the entire system of racism, which means we have to really talk to white people about this. Make that a priority and talk to each other about it. And anytime we are making, just showing off our priority, we can look forward to hugging each other in front of funeral homes endlessly, endlessly, week after week, month after month, year after year, into infinity. Infinity means forever. It ain't going to stop. The system of white supremacy is an automatic machine. So it produces this type of behavior automatically.
1-877-932-9766 is the number you call to get in contact with this show, or 7mrbobby@gmail.com if you want to send me a Gmail to ask Mr. Fuller your questions. But at this particular time, as we deal with contradictions in the system of racism, which is white supremacy, we have set aside this time for Mr. Fuller to promote and talk about his book that you should get along with your donations. Yeah, you can do it PayPal. But Mr. Fuller, speak about your book.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. And what I've been talking about on this program and every program, this is the best that I can do to give some ideas about, first of all, what our existence is about on this planet. When I say our, I'm talking specifically about the non-white people, people classified as black, and what you're faced up with as long as you're on this planet and this system is in place called the system of white supremacy, and what you as an individual person can do about it. I try to put as much of it between the covers of this book and the additional word guide, which is the same part of the same book, if you go to producejustice.com. And you can get the basic book and the word guide if you want that one too. And the combination of the two, because the second one is an extension of the first one, about what you as an individual victim of racism can do. Because if you're on this planet and you're classified as black, you're automatically a victim of racism, whether you believe it or not, because you're in their prison. You know, all of the decisions that you make, if you stop and think about it, everything that you're planning on doing and how you make your plan and all the things that are available for you to do, that's been all laid out by somebody other than you. And who is the somebody? The people that dominate you. And who are they? If you're a person of color, white people who believe in white supremacy. Now, there are white people that don't believe in white supremacy, presumably, but they are not as powerful as the white people who do. So the most powerful people on the planet are those white people who believe in dominating and mistreating people based on color. It's just unfortunate that it's that way. So this book is designed and addressed to you as an individual victim of this system of white supremacy, and what you on a daily basis can do your little bit. Hopefully it'll be enough people, because I've always said it's going to take everybody in the world just about who is black to be a part of this, in order for it to work. Because the white supremacists, if they see any weakness in the opposition, they know how to exploit that weakness so that it spreads and destroys the whole effort of replacing their system with the system that should dominate people's behavior all over the world in the first place, and that's a system of justice and correctness. And then we'd have peace.
Yes, sir.
But you can go to the website, producejustice.com, in order to get the textbook that will help you as an individual, presumably, to think, speak, and act effectively every day to do your part.
Okay. That's the real TSA. Think, speak, and act. Okay. This is Wednesday, April the 3rd, 2019. The subject today is contradiction in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. Use PayPal, by the way. You can do that. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning. Is that me?
That would be you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Bobby. Mr. Fuller, I want to thank you so very much for continuing to persist with helping us with this, with the concept of the code. What I would like for you to just address, and maybe you did because I did come in late, is about this contradiction in the system being a matter of perception of what they are making us think. And if I just may build just a little bit of thought on what I'm saying, it's the perception, and it's like when I'm looking at what I'm looking at, I don't even know what I'm looking at anymore.
Yes.
You know, when I'm looking at this, for example, in the area of the homosexual, they give the perception that all, you know, white people and black people are all in this together, okay? But in my neighborhood that used to be an all so-called black neighborhood, now there are lots of white people here, but I'm seeing white ladies, white men pushing baby carriages with babies and maybe even a dog, you know, attached. But I'm seeing more black men holding hands or whatever with each other, but it's a perception. I think that what's happening is that the black people are thinking that they got to catch up with white people. They got to catch up with white people. But white people have already, white people, racist men, racist women, have moved to a new dynamic, and they are still breeding, and they're still having these relationships over here in ghetto Southeast. So I would like for you to talk about this perception in terms of the contradictions in every area, if you can. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your call. Mr. Fuller, perceptions.
I must say it again. Deceit and violence, all right? When the white supremacists have to fool their victims, that's the easiest way to control anybody, is for you to be able to train them in such a way that they think that they are doing something that's helping themselves when they are doing something that's really helping you and destroying you while you help them. Now, it's a perfect situation for an aggressor, and they have worked out a code that does that. That's why they are making it. The lady just called in, and she said they are scrambling all the sexualities of non-white people everywhere in the world that they possibly can, going, I mean, they are burning midnight oil trying to come up with new ideas about how to do that. I mean, hey, confuse them sexually and you got them forever, because they understand that. That's a universal principle. If you confuse an animal sexually, an elephant sexually, you don't have to confuse them about nothing else, because that's maximum confusion.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Where the male elephant doesn't know what it is, and the female, I mean, there's a little bit of everything and not much of nothing. Okay? That's where they are taking black people all over the planet, non-white people in Thailand and everywhere else, wholesale, as best they possibly, I mean, by the truckload. And they are rewarding you. If you show any signs of going in that direction, you will be rewarded, because they know what influences people.
Yes.
You know, hey, I give you a better position, a better job. You want a job, you go to the head of the line. If you will help in the scramble sexuality
mm-hmm.
among non-white people, Now, that's just one thing, but they're doing this in every area of activity. Mm-hmm. Economics confuse them, make them think that they're making a whole lot of money when they're really not. You'll be making it. And the money, if they do go through their hands, is going to be recycled. All these multimillionaire black people that you see, the white supremacist has already got it set up. Hey, they're just going to make a long sweeping circle, and they're going to get a nice ride now.
Yeah.
All right? But that circle is going to come. It's going to be a circle. They're not going in a straight line.
Absolutely.
All right? All of that that they have, that they claim is theirs, in the end, it's going to come right back to me.
Right back.
It's going to boomerang. See, but black people don't know this.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all over the world. I'm talking about black people that probably in the future will have billions and billions of dollars.
Okay.
And whatnot.
Let me get
And they ain't holding on to nothing and passing it on in a constructive manner.
Okay. Let me get this last call in, Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, caller. You're going to be our last one for today. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Mr. Fuller, will you provide your perspective on the issue of black males and some black females who are part of what they say are supposed to be Pan-African or religious organizations that are supposed to be set up for the purpose of assisting black people in their fight against racism? But the issue is, all too often, they're arguing and fussing among themselves and putting each other down and trying to assert that they're smarter than each other. Will you provide your perspective on that and why it's important that they don't do that, please, sir?
Well, the white supremacists teach black people to do what? To pour show-offisms. It's in the code book. And that's showing off to each other, all right? And showing off what we have and whatnot, and the little trinkets that they give us, the diamond rings and whatnot. I mean, and black people are suffering who are digging those diamonds. But they don't know anything about that. The average black person got no idea of where diamonds come from. They just know that, hey, it's shiny. Look at me. I got it. Okay, you got it. You're black and you got a diamond ring. Now, what does that mean on the world scale? In the eyes of the white supremacists, that means absolutely nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Absolutely nothing. They say, we got tons of them, boy. We got truckloads of diamonds. You know, we got mountains of diamonds. And you're around here flashing your little cheap diamonds you got from us.
Yeah.
And we charge you an arm and a leg for it. And you're strutting around where? In the ghetto with your little diamond, thinking that you're a big time. You are a stone inward to the nth degree. And we have made you that. And this is how black people are. See, we, you know, they have made us nothing but babies.
We are
nothing but babbling babies and think that we got nerve enough to think, respect me as a grown person, as an elder.
Talk
about some of the organizations and whatnot, but I'm not putting them down and all like that. I'm just holding up a mirror. The truth.
The truth.
We are nobody. We are nothing but prisoners of war, and we have to understand that. I don't care how we prance around and show off to each other.
Mm-hmm.
The white supremacists, even when they're dead drunk, are not impressed with anything that we do.
Got to leave it there. Hey, James from North Carolina, call back next week because we're just simply out of time, okay? Appreciate it,
yes,
James.
Sir.
Appreciate
right.
it.
Goodbye.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. Hey, listen, thanks for listening. Please don't forget to donate. I've given you the areas to do that, but don't forget. Mr. Fuller, thank you. Callers, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thank you. Thank you.
greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.